Good morning. Today we celebrate the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our presider is Father Ramon.
Good morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. In today's gospel, Jesus encounters the disciples. And he tells them that soon he will be going up to Jerusalem. And there he will be arrested and killed and will raise up on the third day. Peter responds to Jesus is quite sensitive. He says, God forbid that this will not happen to you. Jesus says, suffering is part of our lives. And so even the heat of the sun is part of it. So as we gather this morning to celebrate the sacred mysteries, and it's quite hot in yourself, just keep still. Let us ask the Lord pardon for the times that we have been impatient. We ask him for pardon and strength. Let us pray. God Almighty, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed on the third day, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned to Peter and said, get behind me, Satan. You are no obstacle, you are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct. The Gospel of the Lord.
Those of you who are familiar with my email address, at the end of my email is a passage that is taken from the gospel reading today. What does man have in exchange for his life? So email me and you will see. When I get back to you, you will see at the end. But anyway, let's talk about suffering. Let's talk about pain. These are two realities, existential realities that defy our understanding. You know why? Because the more we try to avoid it or try to not think about it, the more it becomes a mystery for us. Why is that so? There's no one here among us who would not want a loved one to suffer. I have been to a lot of hospitals and homes, and members of the family would tell me, "Father, we don't want our loved one to suffer." And yet, the moment they are given, what is that drug that they give you? Morphine, yes. That's why I don't like morphine. That's why I don't even remember it. And I always tell them, you make a choice. Once you give a morphine, they will be out of this world or they will be with your world. But brothers and sisters, what is this? Peter, in the gospel reading, used the word, God forbid that this should happen to you. For Peter, he was just responding according to the human response to all of this. What is the human response? Stop the suffering. End the pain. Avoid and prevent. And by doing so, we will just simply enter a vicious circle. We stop the suffering. Suffering's still there. We end the pain. The pain continues. We try to avoid and prevent. It keeps on coming and coming. Yesterday, I gave the example of one of the suffering and pain inside the confessional box. If it is hot for you here, it's three times hotter inside. Because the penitents would come to me and say, "Father, it's hot here." So I say to them, just imagine, I'm here for an hour. But brothers and sisters, nobody, I'm not saying it's something wrong, but that's the human response that we have. And Peter even thought of that. And Jesus said, "Peter," Jesus had a good sense of humor. He says, "Get behind me, Satan." I can just imagine if the other disciples were listening, if they heard those words, perhaps some of them would have been giggling, no? Because Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan." He didn't say, "Peter." He said, "Get behind me, Satan." Why? Because Satan would come in between and allow us to think, prevent that suffering, stop that pain, get away from it as much as possible. But brothers and sisters, what is the lesson that we learn when we have suffering or when we have pain? Two things we have to learn. We learn acceptance. You know, this is one word that sometimes takes a while for us to accept. That sometimes, not because we cannot do anything about it, but that the second word to it, acceptance, and we also learn surrender. It's so easy to surrender. We live in a world where people sometimes, when you surrender, they say that's a sign of weakness. I don't think it was a sign of weakness in the life of Jesus when he said, "I'm going down to Jerusalem, and there I will be put to death, and 3 days later I will rise again." The last words of the statement of Jesus did not even catch the attention of the disciples. "He will rise again." No, simply they stumbled in the word, "will be killed, will die." But brothers and sisters, the more we accept, the more we surrender, the more we begin to see the meaning of what that suffering, that challenge, or that pain is in our lives. After all, suffering is not an end in itself. It's a process that brings us into freedom. You have gone to a lot of many, many challenges in life, suffering or pain. But in the end, you feel free. That's why I always tell those who come to the reconciliation room, It's good for you. You're only here for a few seconds. I'm here for an hour. So I hope that gives them the importance of feeling that sometimes suffering is only temporary. And even the pain is temporary. So we pray this morning that in the midst of all these challenges, that we are able to see the will of God, the plan of God, in allowing us. God doesn't allow us to suffer or to be in pain, but God allows us to accept this, to surrender ourselves, so that we can see the will of God, which the disciples eventually began to realize that it was not about the death of Jesus, but it was about the resurrection, the freedom that God would give him. We pray that in the midst of many difficulties that we encounter, we do not end there, but we move forward so that we will see the beauty of what it is that Jesus is calling us to be. Amen. Let us pray. Renewed by this bread from the heavenly table, we beseech you, Lord, that being the food of charity, it may confirm our hearts and stir us to serve you in our neighbor. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.